taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
WFBC HD3 Greenville, W249 PL Greenville, W246 CD Spartanburg, W2CX DL Anderson,
The Fan, Upstate,
and Odyssey Sports Station.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs.
What's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. Some Fridays just hit a little different. And this is our first Friday with the entire NFL away at training camp. We'll do it. We'll call it a fabulous football Friday here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. We, of course, are live coast to coast on all of our wonderful affiliates of the Westwood One Sports Network. We are inside the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, free to download. Do it today. AUDACY. And across North America on Sirius XM channel 375. As mentioned, training camps open around the NFL and plenty of stories to talk about. Quarterback stories, wide receiver stories, injury stories, Big Ten media days going on in Chicago. So the football stories aren't just of an NFL variety. In fact, it's always good when you've got coaches taking shots at other conferences and other coaches who seem like maybe they're just way too nice for the job that they have. We'll get into all of that. It's officially been a week since LeBron James announced his signing in Philadelphia, so we've had a chance to sort of decompress, step back, process that. We will talk to our friend Nick Friedell later in the show, Odyssey NBA Insider. It's a Friedell Friday, after all. We'll also talk to West Virginia head football coach Rich Rodriguez in the final hour of the show today here on You Better You Bet. We will talk about the trade deadline plenty, because it feels like while the Tarek Skubal thing may be crystallizing and finding a path forward, at least one that makes Skubal happy, how is the rest of Major League Baseball going to feel about it, especially when half of Major League Baseball is still within three games of the wild card cut line? Teams were buying, teams were selling. A lot to get into today here on Westwood One Sports. Aaron Jacobson from down in Tampa will give us an inside look at everything going on with the Bucks at training camp, Vita Vea, and of course, Baker Mayfield, that here in the first hour. But let's dive into the five biggest stories of the day. Right off the top, we call it the high five.
Five.
Little pop to Debo. Touchdown. That'll go down as a touchdown pass.
Those are the kinds we like.
And Debo took care of the rest.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football on ESPN. Not in 2025, but that was back in 2024. A Week 17 San Francisco loss to the Detroit Lions. That was Debo Samuel's last touchdown catch as a San Francisco 49er, where he is now headed back because, well, someone has to play wide receiver in San Francisco. Oof. First, the coach gets hurt, and then injuries start to pile up, including Ricky Pearsall. And the Niners are in a rough spot here because this is not what we would call, I don't want to say it's not useful. Look, again, the Niners need somebody to catch footballs, and Mike Evans can't do it all. And Christian Kirk, he's dinged up. Ricky Pearsall, we mentioned. And that kind of leaves you with DeJuan Stribling, a rookie second-round pick. Let's bring Debo back. Sure, why not? At least we know him, and He knows us. I'm sure this will go exceedingly well. Look, I am not anti-Deebo Samuel. In fact, I've made suggestions towards a couple of teams that are thinner at wide receiver, taking a look at Deebo as training camps approached. And now that they're open, I can't blame a team that's thin at wide receiver bringing Deebo in to see what he's got left in the tank. If he can do more than catch little, you know, jet motion pop passes like that one you just heard the highlight of. If he could actually do anything more than that, hey, Deebo could be a useful piece. But Deebo Samuel out there getting like 50% of the snaps or more at this point in his career is not a formula for success. We'll see where the Pearsall injury goes for the Niners. It doesn't sound good, according to early reports. We'll see whether Christian Kirk can play a full season or not. But if the Niners receiving core, and George Kittle's not healthy either, by the way. Is George Kittle ever healthy? I don't mean that as a knock against Kittle because he'll play when he's not healthy. I really like George Kittle, warrior mentality and all. But if if the Niners receiving core is Mike Evans and Deebo Samuel, they're in trouble. But hey, at least we know the guy, right? Next.
Four.
The Big Ten is the best league in football. A lot of really good football teams. It's hard to win on the road. Very physical football teams, very well coached. It definitely prepares you for the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. The numbers speak for themselves. I mean, we don't run a hype machine up here in the Midwest. We believe everything's earned, not given. And when we fall short, we say we fell short. We don't cry a river, whine, and complain. All right? And that's why we're the best.
Google me. Google me. Kurt Cignetti at Big Ten Media Days yesterday. I love this man. Because he has no problem just pulling out the big brass ones and throwing them on the podium right there in Chicago yesterday. He knows he's not winning another national title this year. At least I would think he knows that. Look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're all wrong. And Indiana is right back deep in a playoff run this year. More than likely not. That's not the point. The point is, Kurt Cignetti just had... If there were... You know how Santa Claus every year slides down the chimney and he's got a big old red sack filled with toys and he leaves them under the tree for you? If Kurt Cignetti had a big old bag of F's, they're all gone. They're totally. He's thrown them all out. He has no F's left to give. Sorry, kids. No F's under your tree this year on Christmas Day because Coach Sig has none. He'll tell you exactly what he thinks. And here's the thing about this. He's not wrong. Oh, my God. Everyone in the SEC just lost their mind.
Well, look at our schedule.
Yeah, I know. Your schedule's tough. I know. It just means more down there. I don't say this as some sort of Big Ten fanboy because I've grown up in Big Ten country. I'm an alum of a Big Ten school. I don't. I say this because over the last 3 to 4, maybe 5 years, we've actually seen a giant shift in the balance of power to where the Big Ten and SEC are at the very least on equal footing. And when the Big Ten is racking up national championships and the SEC is complaining about NIL and the rules and, well, our schedule, it's just, come on. If you're the SEC and you're the big boys, this is where the big boys play, huh? Then you don't complain about the schedule. You don't complain about the rules. You don't tell everyone that you're going to take your ball and go home. You just get better, like the Big Ten has done over the last half decade or so, like Indiana did over the last half decade or so, actually 3 years, like Kurt Cignetti did. I love it. I love SEC and Big Ten media days, especially when you get coaches taking shots at the other power conferences. Thank you, Kurt Cignetti. Next.
Three.
Shock, looking end zone, touchdown! Olave! That's a red zone touchdown for the Saints. And what an opening drive for New Orleans to start the second half.
Andrew Catalan on CBS, week 17 last year. Saints went on to beat the Titans in that one in Nashville, 34-26, to cap a four-game winning streak. Don't forget they won five of their last eight after starting the year 1-8, after ending the whole Spencer Rattler charade and going with Tyler Shuck. I've never been a huge Tyler Shuck believer, but you go back and look at what the Saints did late last year, and you kind of just, you do the Alonzo Mourning meme, right? Shake your head looking at the overall schedule and some of the numbers, and then you slowly start to nod your head as a Saints fan, like, maybe we got something here. Maybe this isn't so bad. And that certainly includes Chris Olave, who got a big extension from the Saints yesterday. And now, all of a sudden, I know the offensive line needs work, and it will be a work in progress. But all of a sudden, you look at the Saints' offense, and I guess we could talk about the defense. Do we have to talk about the defense? No, let's not talk about the defense. But you look at the offense, and ATN, Achan, however you want to say it, Travis, with Alvin Kamara as a complement in the backfield, Shuck maybe taking a step forward in his first full year as a starting quarterback, Olave, Tyson. You've got weapons at tight end. Juwan Johnson is always reliable. Noah Fant could be a decent complement. And then you look at the rest of the division. Carolina is like a MASH unit right now. The Tampa Bay Bucs, we'll get to the Bucs in just a second. That division is there for the taking. We all agree on that, right? So why not the Saints? At the very least, you have to like the fact that they've identified a quarterback. Shuck had some promising moments late last year once he got the job. And now he's got the weapons to work with. And they're starting to build it out. We'll talk about teams we want to buy stock in and teams we want to sell stock in. And the Saints may or may not be a part of that conversation when we get into it about an hour and 10 minutes from now here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet, counting down the five biggest stories of the day right off the top. We call it the high five. Number two.
Two.
The old two from Strong. Clemens in the air to right center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes and gone. Cody Clemens wins it. And the Twins walk off the Royals once again at Target Field. Can you believe it? 4-3 the final. Down to the final strike. Twins win. Twins win. The Twins win it.
Corey Provis on Twins TV yesterday. I think the Twins won. Cody Clemens with a walk-off grand slam down to their final strike in that game. And all of a sudden, the Twins, they've re-entered the chat. Everybody's in the chat. It's one of those group text threads that you put on mute because you know people are going to send stupid stuff all day. And maybe you'll just catch up with it later at night because there's too many people in it, right? That's what the playoff chase is in Major League Baseball right now. Half of Major League Baseball, 15 of the 30 teams, are within three games of the wild card cut line in each league. Half. Now, look, there are half a dozen teams that have at least 60 wins and definitely should be buyers. There are nine teams far enough back in the chase that we know they're out and they're most likely selling. But that leaves half of Major League Baseball in that mushy middle, trying to decide, are we buyers? If we are, how much are we willing to spend? Is Dad going to give us the credit card if we go out to the mall tonight and go shopping? We've got 72 hours until the Major League Baseball trade deadline, and the mushy middle could decide how active this thing really is, aside from, well, you know, Tarek Skubal, who'd really like to go to the Dodgers, but that's not all said and done yet. And if it ends up being said and done, that Skubal's able to push his way to L.A. because he wants to sign there in the offseason anyway, then perhaps all of those owners who want to enforce a hard cap and floor system in Major League Baseball starting this offseason will have yet another argument against why the Dodgers, or for why the Dodgers are ruining baseball. But keep an eye. There are other teams in the Scooble sweepstakes. I heard Steve Phillips mention something yesterday right here on this very show in relation to Scooble. We'll let you hear that at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Talk about Scooble, the mushy middle, and I will power rank the five teams in that mushy middle out of the 15 within three games of the wild card cut line who I think should be buyers, depending on how much they're willing to spend. I guess that's a different factor. But we'll power rank them at the top of the hour at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific here on Westwood One Sports. Finally, number one.
And I really know what I've brought to this franchise, leadership-wise, and even play-wise. It's been some of the best years of my career, and I think it's only going to trend upwards, just being comfortable and feeling that. So disappointing in that regard to not have, you know, to feel disrespected a little bit. And that's really the disappointing part, to feel undervalued after, you know, thinking you've earned it.
Baker Mayfield yesterday, you may have heard some of that right here on Westwood One Sports, because Baker's comments broke during the final hour on You Better You Bet. And I heard Nick talk about them a good bit yesterday. I heard Bleck and Abdallah talk about it right off the top of their show yesterday here on Westwood One Sports. And with it being less than 24 hours ago, it is at the top of the NFL news cycle. The Bucs are trying to toy with Baker Mayfield. They don't want to give Baker Mayfield 50 mil a year. They don't want to give him any more than 2 years on the deal. And to that, I would ask the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, why not? What do you have waiting in the wings for when Baker Mayfield is no longer your quarterback? And look, I understand that Baker has said that he'll play on the franchise tag if it comes to that next year. So maybe you look at it as, hey, we've got two more years of Baker. Let's see what we can get out of him before we let the old boy walk away. But this is the guy who's given the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as good as their defense has been at times, this is the guy who's given the Bucs some sort of identity in the post-Brady era. And this is a guy who will literally try to play through anything. Now, does that hurt him sometimes? Absolutely. Can he make some stupid decisions at times and try to cash some checks or write some checks with his arm that the rest of them can't cash? I screwed that analogy up. The point is, the Bucs need Baker Mayfield. And the fact that they're toying with him right now, while Vita Vea, the best player on the other side of the ball, also asks for a trade, shows you that they just really don't get it. They've got a lame duck head coach, and in a division, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that is wide open, in a division that can easily be won, as we saw last year, in a division that should be theirs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization has said, you know what? We'll figure it out tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. The entire thing has become lame duck in Tampa because they don't want to commit to anything. A commitment to Baker Mayfield. And look, you don't have to guarantee him so much money that beyond 2 years, you're not able to get out of the deal. It's the NFL. These contracts are as flimsy as they come. You can restructure. You can rework. You can get out of it after 2 years if you want to. Give the man 4 or 5 years. Pay that man his money. It's a terrible John Malkovich. I'm sorry. Pay that man his money. Secure your quarterback for the next 2 years, as you've already apparently decided you're willing to do by letting this thing play out and maybe go to the tag next year. And have some sort of direction at the very least. They have none. And when we look up at the end of the year and maybe the Panthers or the team from the NFC South, I don't know, maybe it's the Saints who we talked about earlier. But when we look up at the end of the year and we're all wondering why the Bucs are 7-10 or 8-9 again and haven't gone back to the playoffs and they're looking for a new head coach, it'll be because this team just refused to pick a direction and go in it. And that is no more exemplified than in the way they've handled the Baker Mayfield contract negotiation this offseason. We'll talk to Aaron Jacobson of 95.7 WDAE down in Tampa in about 15 minutes about how everyone in Tampa is reacting to this. Do they feel the same way I do? Like the Buccaneers are completely screwing this up? Do they feel it makes sense, both in relation to Mayfield and Vea? That on the way. Top of the hour, I will power rank the teams in that mushy middle in Major League Baseball. Not the known contenders, but the teams battling for wild card positioning. Which of them need to buy? A little bit later, West Virginia head coach Rich Rodriguez, Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. But coming up next here on Westwood One Sports, somebody threw their big brass ones up on a podium at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. And we'll let you hear exactly what was said next here on Westwood One Sports.
The Raiders are not going with Fernando Mendoza.
Kirk Cousins is a starting quarterback.
But how long will their first overall pick really be on the sideline? Westwood One Sports.
In the automotive industry, time and trust mean everything. Miss an electrical problem, and it can mean big problems for your operation. That's why NAPA believes in testing the five critical components in every vehicle. The battery, starter, alternator, relay, and serpentine belt. And why we deliver the parts, tools, and expertise you need to catch problems before they become breakdowns. So test every vehicle and trust the name that keeps your bays busy and your business moving full speed ahead.
NAPA know-how!
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
The success you've had in life matters. The late nights, the extra shifts, the moments you've stood up and said, "I've got this." At University of Maryland Global Campus, we value your achievements because we're a school for real life. With UMGC, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer scholarships, affordable tuition, and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need from your first day to graduation day and beyond. As an accredited state university, we've been transforming lives for over 75 years. Choose from more than 100 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates and get ready to succeed again. At UMGC, success is yours for the taking and the making, and nothing should keep you from it, especially not an application fee. Apply now and we'll waive your application fee. Classes start August 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. And now, the Daily Sports Spin. Powered by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Jersey patches have officially arrived in college sports. And they aren't just coming. They're coming with serious money. Last month, the Big 12 rolled out Monster Energy patches across the conference, worth about $1.2 million per school per year. Nice little payday. Then Tuesday happened. Ohio State and Notre Dame both announced deals with JPMorgan Chase and SoFi, respectively, reportedly worth more than $17 million annually. See the difference? So what companies will South Carolina and Clemson soon be shilling for? I doubt it will be the SO Club or Village Idiot Pizza. Money's money, but obviously small-time sponsorship deals won't net you enough to make a dent in the grand scheme. What do you think? I'm Diesel.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
This afternoon, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and on the Odyssey app.